Hello and welcome to the Adoration Songbook. My name is Paul Usher with the Center for Church Music, and today we're singing a wonderful hymn that soars with the majesty and power of the King of Kings, Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Crown Him with many crowns, the Lamb upon His throne. Above the heavenly anthem, drown the music of its own. Awake my soul and sing of Him who died for thee, and hail Him as thy matchless King, though all
Crown Him with Many Crowns is based upon one of the great chapters of the Bible, Revelation 19, and the words for this hymn are actually a composite, that is, the combined effort of two Anglican ministers, each commenting on Revelation 19:12. His eyes, that is, Jesus Christ, were like a flame of fire, and on His head were many crowns. Although 23 years separated the writing of these two poems, one by Matthew Bridges and the other by Jeffrey Thring, they both had the same goal, to paint a powerful word portrait of the victorious King, Jesus Christ, a King who died and rose on high, a King who died eternal life to bring, a King who lives that death may die.
Crown Him the Lord of life, who triumphed for the grave, who rose victorious to the strife for those He came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring and lives that death may die.
The tune for our hymn, Diadomata, was written by George Elvie especially for this hymn text. It suggests a regal and spectacular scene. All hail, Redeemer, hail, for Thou hast died for me. Thy praise shall never, never fail throughout eternity. Jesus Christ forever on the throne, Jesus Christ reigning as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We sometimes use the word awesome in a rather trivial or everyday way, but this hymn helps us realize that the eternal earthly reign of Jesus Christ will truly be awesome. May His name be praised today. For more info on this hymn or to receive a parchment copy of the hymn, be sure to go to our website, songsandhymns.org.